Hey, welcome back. We're here with Not.
This is a way that you want to turn the cheese. You never really want to
ever grilling, and you burn your hand into a nice crisp, and it's not really.
That is the worst voice I've ever heard in my entire life. I can't believe that you suckle.
So I was at the lending library, and they said, you know, you can't leave your semen in here. And I said, not.
That's my bookmark, you bloody bloke.
Welcome to Not Now.
It's over. And that's still not a joke about racist hate.
Welcome to Not Now podcast.
We're rapping, sorry.
Yeah, it was happening.
Yep. Happening in the spot. Hey, doing it like Papa Doc. Hey.
Hey. But
doing it right around the clock. Hey. Only till it hits nine, though.
We just played nine holes. Hey.
And let's order some dominoes.
Who? That was my
we'll
part.
Read up all of those chronicles.
Who?
Looking for some supersonic folks.
What?
Supersonic folks.
Yeah. You know,
playing those games with the monocles.
Oh.
Made up.
Yeah. thanks, Brand, for introducing the topics, because this week's episode is about made up board games.
Monocles. Monopoly, man. You got it.
That was completely acceptable. Huh.
And I'd say sorry, but now you're in trouble, bro.
Yeah.
Trouble, sorry.
More board games. I was talking about Battleship. Ha!
This is the board game rap. Yo.
Let's not do this.
Board game rap, Kyle.
I don't feel up to board game rapping, but I do feel up to what do you get when you cross a, which is our other topic from season two.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is a loser's bracket season, and first episode is what do you get when you cross a versus
made up board games. So we're going to be crossing some T's. seeing at what point, you know, what point they change from a T to a cross.
Yeah.
And, you know.
And then we're going to roll a six-sided die to determine.
There's a threshold there. I know it is. Like, at some point, it's just a T. At another point, it's a cross.
I guess depending on which way you're coming at it, it could be an unfinished F.
How big is the gap between a T and a plus sign? Because when you write a plus sign, they're rarely perfect. Like,
yeah.
Is it a longer horizontal? Maybe you just wrote a sign as a T.
Yeah, you got to be up on the axis to get to your T zone.
Yeah. You got to be up on the intake.
Yeah.
T for take.
Got to gas it. You got to gas it to get a T.
T for telecom communications.
Shout out to telecom communications.
They sponsored this.
Always repping.
Always repping the business.
The business. My telecom business. Telecom condoms. They're when you need to call.
They do dirty and clean.
You've heard of sex lines.
They do dirty and clean in the back of a limousine. Whenever you need them, call telecom condoms.
Telecom condoms.
And that's what you get when you cross
to a successful business company with gonorrhea.
We sell gonorrhea by the crate.
By the crab cake crates.
Okay, so we gotta figure this out.
Yeah, so what kind of coin are we flipping?
Well, we are flipping a coin that is very familiar and yet unfamiliar to us.
Oh.
It's an alien coin.
That just sounds flat out unfamiliar.
Oh, we're familiar. We're familiar with this. Sorry. I'm laughing because it is an alien.
It is an alien?
It isn't.
Oh.
It's a tiny alien.
Fish is going to find me. I'm in Area 52. If you can see this.
Stop paying attention to Area 51.
You're just right across the border there. It's so close.
There's some illegal aliens here from 51.
Dave, that illegal alien.
Dave Gabe. That's his first and last name. Dave Gabe.
His first and last name.
Yeah.
It sounds like Dave Gabe is his first name as well as his last name. Dave Gabe, Dave Gabe.
Dave Gabe, Gabe, Dave. It's the United States coin.
Oh.
Yep.
Giveaway. It's but, an eagle?
Yeah, it's a $1 coin.
Oh.
And it's kind of got like straight edges. It's weird.
Straight?
Yeah, I'll let you see. Like, it's round, but then they made, like, little.
No, legal.
They made little lines.
A little lateral lines.
To make it, like, a polygon.
Almost like a paddle battle.
It has eagle on back, holding a bundle of arrows.
Useless.
But they are crossing each other. What do you get when you cross an arrow and an eagle?
It's a real monkey's paw.
A popular clothing line. Aeropostale and American Eagle. Ha! Shit, that worked out. I was just winging it. And on the other side, we got Aunt Matilda.
Okay.
So she probably made it some board. You know Matilda from that movie, Matilda?
Yeah, why the hell is it Aunt Matilda?
She kind of looks like a grown-up
Uncle Sam's wife. Aunt maybe Matilda.
Maybe it's Jenny Craig.
Did she make it? Did she done anything useful?
I don't know. It looks like Angela from The Office, but meaner. You want to see it? I'm not going to flip it to you.
Why the hell? Why is your mic like that?
Because I made it like this.
How did you do?
How did you do that thing you do? Well, see, first I got some sponsors.
Well, they did make this weird shaped.
Yeah. And it totally looks like Angela from The Office, but angrier.
Yeah, and like, she's only eaten potatoes for years.
Well, it was beets, but close, Kyle.
No, this is definitely a potato diet resolution. Yeah, nothing but tea and potatoes back then. Oh, wow. What is that in the background?
The moon.
Why?
I don't know.
Maybe it's the sun.
Huh?
Maybe it's the sun.
Mm.
Eagles aren't nocturnal, right?
Eagles are everything, Kyle. They cross...
They just never
time
sleep.
Time zones. They just belong.
Well.
Oh, yeah, so we gotta flip it.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. What are you looking at?
I'm just looking at what the fuck is wrong with your stand.
Is that the... Yeah, I made it, Kyle.
You got the different brand.
Yeah.
That's why.
My sponsor. I told you. I got a sponsor, Kyle. That was step one.
Step three, enthusiasm.
And leg crossing.
That adds to your sophistication to a certain degree. James.
Thank you. Jimothy, actually.
Jimothy.
Another Office quote. All right, flipping this shit. That was scary.
Okay, we got which side is which. What do we get?
I don't know.
Look, lift your hand.
We got what do you get when you cross a
beak.
A beak with a beaver.
Platypus.
Yep, did it. Now what?
I guess we can move on.
All right, let's flip again. Just so we keep it copacetic.
Oh, yeah. Are you carrying over your 2 out of 3 gambit?
Maybe. I don't know. Still.
Still. What are you? Yeah.
That always throws me off guard because the second one's like a challenger. Challenger approaches.
That was a terrible sound effect.
The sound of sex. All right, what do you get when you cross a daytime radio show with a sex call line?
Do you have an answer for this?
The sound of sex. You just said it.
Oh. I thought you were going to, I don't know. I was going to say cock show host.
A radio cock show host. Yeah. Check out this cock. It's got a big dangly thing from the front of it. I don't know why it's so mad.
We should get two of them in a fight. Is it? I guess you could make sound effects and just assume, and like audio cockfights. Is that legal?
Yeah. You just record two cocks fighting.
Oh, he's really squirking at it.
Squirk.
Squawk.
Moo. Wrong animal sound, Johnny. You're fired.
Damn. I was this close.
What do you get when you cross? I don't know. Well, let's do this more interesting.
Okay.
What are two things you always wanted to like cross? If you could just take two anything, it could be living.
Oh, like two great things?
Don't have to be great. They could be horrible to make one horrible thing.
That's true.
You could just be like bubonic plate and egg.
And egg juice. I hate egg juice so bad.
I don't even know what that means.
You don't know what egg juice is?
Why are you just sitting there juicing eggs?
You're not putting eggs in a juicer. It's just egg juice.
What?
Look, that slimy egg juice you get from
that
like.
Makes the delicious thing?
No, from like. Egg juice, man. Like fucking when you get a hard-boiled egg and there's that weird egg juice on it.
No. Just, I wouldn't eat that egg.
Yeah, I hate that.
What are you doing?
Slimy egg juice, man. What the hell? Don't act like I'm a weirdo. You've never heard of... Fine, I'll go to start a Reddit page. Everybody look up egg juice and see what you get. I guarantee it's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, I thought I was going to say bubonic plague and AIDS. That's a bad mix.
Yeah.
You know, like, you just mix them for terror.
Yeah. I guess two things that I always wanted to mix. Ooh. Kind of want to mix Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter.
How, like... Marvel versus Capcom.
Yeah, I mean, they're always doing those Yeah, like you said, the whatever versus Capcom. Marvel versus Capcom.
Wolverine was the best in that.
Yeah. But just think about it.
I know, it could be fun.
Yeah. I mean, the play styles are pretty similar.
You could Hadouken.
Yeah. Or Soryuken.
Or Get Over Here.
Yeah.
I always wanted to cross, like, like, those cat scratch
fevers.
Buildings, you know, like those buildings that they
like the scratching post buildings.
Yeah,
well, I don't even know if they're really scratching posts, the cat houses.
I guess I don't know really how to cross this, but like you just make a big one and put it out in the jungle for jungle cats.
Really?
And see if they use it.
I feel like crossing that with apartment buildings would be fun.
I don't know, humans aren't really made for that lifestyle.
Yeah,
we don't have retractable claws
or the ability to jump like three times our height.
Trampolines, Kyle.
That is like a...
We could just get on a lift.
Get on a lift. The Vader.
They don't call it the Vader.
It sounds like it. Sounds like it to me. Kyle British does.
Get on the Vader.
Get on.
I told you that sexy talk will not work with me.
Going up.
But you have not pre-ejaculated yet. Bum, bum, bum. That guy was ugly.
Yeah. Yeah, he was really squish-faced.
Oh, you could cross, like, Darth Vader and Darth Maul.
Ah.
And get, like, Darth Maul. But stronger.
And weirder looking.
Yeah. Like a harmonica on his face.
Mm. Or, well, no. No, I was going to say something weird. Let's forget about that.
Forgotten.
So, what do you get when you cross... well, you could cross ramen with...
Don't ruin it, Kyle.
I know, I don't want to ruin it. Ramen's so good already.
So great. Crack. Crack ramen.
Ooh, no. Thermos.
Thermos ramen?
Yeah.
That sounds amazing. Ramen on the go.
I almost said egg juice and blew it.
Said egg juice again. What is wrong with you with this egg juice? Is that semen?
No. Thermos ramen. Go back to that.
Egg juice ramen. You know what I've never had, but it sounds awful?
Egg juice?
No. Pickled eggs.
Oh, those do sound bad.
Yeah.
Although, 1,000-year-old eggs sound intriguing.
I'd try that before I try a pickled egg. I don't know why.
Talk about some egg juice.
That's 100-year-old egg juice. This looks like the eyeballs of Satan. Oh, well. Down the gullet. Hope it's not juicy.
Oh, what about like...
At first, I thought you were just talking about a raw egg, because it's all liquid. It's like, Kyle, it's all egg juice.
Kind of, I'll give you that.
Rocky drinks that shit for breakfast.
Do you think you could drill into an egg, just like with a power drill? You think it'd crack?
Egg crack.
I don't know. I do have spare eggs downstairs. Do we have a power drill?
Have you ever tried to cut an egg?
Oh, I have a rotary tool.
No. What do you get when you cross power tools and boredom?
Problems.
A hit TV show called Home Improvement.
That guy was way overpaid.
Who? Tim Allen?
Yeah, he was overpaid.
I love that guy. He was Santa Claus.
Yeah, I love Santa. Do you hate Santa? I hope you hear that, everyone. Kyle hates Santa.
Yeah. And egg juice. They're on the same my top level. Two.
I couldn't make them like one over the other. I just had to tie them.
It's probably because he got egg juice from Santa one year. In his stocking.
How do you even wrap that? That was the real magical part about that gift.
I still don't even know what
egg juice. If anybody, for the love of God, if anybody knows what egg juice is, just email us. So you know it's not just me.
But like, I think the thing that I cannot wrap my head around is like, sure, it's moist, right?
It's. Yeah, like, but it's not no, like, there's some juice in that shell.
Like, if your toilet was sweating on a hot day, you wouldn't be like, oh, there's toilet juice.
Yeah, well, what the... like, it's juice. What do you call it? Oh, that chicken's juicy. No, it's not. It's just, like, cooked, so all the moisture is being baked out of it. You're not saying, oh, what juice. A sweaty chicken you prepared for me. Okay. This turkey is so sweaty, Mom.
Hindsight 2020. I am going to do that now. Whenever something looks juicy, I'm going to be like, that looks so sweaty.
Oh, man, it was so sweaty and tender.
I think it's because you usually use juice to describe something good and sweat to describe something bad.
Yeah. Man, I could go for a nice sweaty steak, though. So
you don't like egg sweat.
Juice, but yeah.
It's not juice. What? You don't squeeze it for the juice. You don't harvest it, add sugar, sell it at a stand.
Listen, I stand by in my initial argument.
It's juice.
Yeah. And it's nasty. It's food related. It's not sweating.
It's Kyle, like food things sweat, like eggs.
Condensation.
Yeah,
that's egg that condensation.
Juice that you hate so much.
We are getting so off track.
Okay, what do you think?
This is the egg special.
It's especially stupid.
Enjoy
the egg juice. Swallow it.
Please don't. Although I kind of want to know what happens when you put an egg through a juicer now.
Pretty much nothing.
Well, it'll extract some egg juice, which I guarantee you will be terrible.
Yeah, for now, Brian, we put it through a juicer, so now it is juice.
And I just got all this egg pulp left.
I'll eat that. That's great. Post-scrambled eggs.
Post-scrambled?
Yeah, because you... To scramble eggs, you gotta scramble like the yolk into the white, but if they're already like hard boiled or soft boiled or whatever, like just scrambling them later.
Oh man.
Is that how you make egg salad? Both scrambled.
Yeah. Or do you scramble them? I think they're hard boiled still.
You gotta like chop them up, yeah, but you like chop them up.
I think there's like a weird line between egg salad and potato salad.
You know what's weird is I hate egg salad and I love deviled eggs.
Yeah, those are good.
That's really weird though. They're pretty much the same damn thing.
Yeah. Well, what do you do with egg salad? You put it on like bread, right?
Yeah. It's just doesn't mix, but I love egg sandwiches.
Yeah.
But I hate egg salad sandwiches. I think it just looks gross.
Do turkeys have eggs?
It's, you know what the problem is? It's always juicy. It's always that egg juice.
Yeah. Yeah, that smelly egg juice. Do turkeys have eggs?
Yeah, turkey eggs.
Yeah.
I think so.
They must, right?
They don't ever sell them.
Yeah, they must be bad.
I've heard that ostrich eggs actually don't taste like an like a normal egg.
I would imagine not.
Like they taste more African. What? I don't know. That's a gamey. I don't know how they would taste. Wait, are ostriches? Yeah, they're native to.
You can have a farm though, like an ostrich farm.
Yeah, but I was talking about like gamey. Where they're native to.
Do people eat alpaca?
Oh, I would totally try alpaca. I'll pack a lunch full of it. Thanks, Kyle, for setting me up on that one. But quick tip, alpaca juice is really
I feel like this is going to be like something I never live down now. Say one thing about egg juice, people act like I'm a fucking Martian. What do you get when you cross egg juice and regret? Kyle.
I'll take one tall glass of your finest egg juice, please. He's calling it that because he secretly wants it. It's like trying to get everyone to believe that it tastes so bad, so they just send him all their egg juice.
Send me some egg juice. Excuse me, I don't see egg juice on your menu.
Imagine going to the post office. I need to ship something. What is it? Egg juice. Does this need to be refrigerated? No. It's already cooked.
It's already cooked. It's just there. And I wish it wasn't. I wish it was farther away from me, which is why I'm mailing it. So could you please take this? Just give me a number. Nothing is too expensive.
What do you get when you cross your worst fears and also your hopes and dreams?
Psychological problems.
I guess.
Or are you like, looking at it in the way that, like, what is it?
My worst fear.
In Japanese, the word for challenge and opportunity is the same.
Well, think about it. Okay, so my hope and dream is that I win, like, a lifetime unlimited supply of something. Like, that's always been, like, as a kid, I was like, yeah, I hate this thing, but whatever, you know, unlimited supply. But then you find out the unlimited supply that you won is egg juice.
Unlimited supply of egg juice. The thing you want the least. Wow.
Yeah. Man. And you can't mail it away faster than coming in. They're
just shipping it to your door. It's not a forced unlimited supply normally when you get something. No, we said unlimited supply of paper goods.
As a kid, I always just kind of thought, like, you know, you just got crates of it. Like every day.
Like, use this now or.
Yeah, like Nutella or something. I don't know.
It probably does kind of work that way.
Yeah, they're just like, here's 100 sticks.
I just always imagined you got like some like golden gift card or something, and it's like only good for Nutella. You just like, nah, I'm a lifetime winner.
And then they make like Nutella Plus, which is better than Nutella, but it's not good for it because it's not original.
What a dick move that would be. To like offer people a lifetime supply of something that you're discontinuing.
Oh, who wants a lifetime supply of Not Now Podcast material?
Wait, we're discontinuing?
Well, the standard material. We're going to Not Now Plus.
We're going to Never Now.
Never ever gonna be now.
Never ever ever podcast.
Never ever ever land. Never. We're going to Egg Juice Cast.
Your morning cup of juice. Yes. This is Kyle cup of juice.
You know what's funny?
What's that?
This is like the shit we talk about when we're not podcasting too.
Yeah. You know, every once in a while, when it's been like a stint that we haven't done an episode, I always wonder if we can actually get back into the swing of things.
Been this way since I don't know, I was like six.
Since I was a young egg drop.
Since my first glass egg, Julius, I've been like this.
It doesn't come in a glass. It's just it's the egg juice. I don't know how else to explain it. It's in a, you boil an egg, and the egg has some juice. That's the egg juice.
If you can't put it in a glass, it doesn't exist as juice.
If you can't put it in a glass, it doesn't exist. You can, it just wouldn't fill the fucking cup.
Well, what if you boiled an ostrich egg?
I was going, maybe. All right. Oh, I feel like I had so many good ones lined up, but no, nothing.
I brought out the egg juice.
Yeah.
It's just gone.
Never crossed my mind.
What do you get when you cross? What do you get when you cross like a childhood hero, like an idol?
Yeah.
And a Hollywood movie.
Probably still your childhood idol.
I don't know. What if it's like you're older, you know? A lot of times gone by, you've choked down a lot of egg juice.
your childhood idol was Santa, as played by Tim Allen. And now he's getting a Hollywood movie made called What Eggs Want.
What eggs want? They want to be juiced, damn it.
And there's a very intimate scene with some egg juice going around. Tim Allen is sunken pretty low by this point.
I don't know
point.
What you cross. We can talk about inventions like, you know, light bulbs that also play music. You know?
You mean like a smartphone?
But less expensive.
Affordable light bulbs that play music, Kyle. And, oh, they could only play the salsa song. And it would make it one song that everybody's guaranteed to love.
Oh, you're so right. It's just like, this is original, isn't it? Just belittle it.
Well, I gotta get you back for all the egg juice comments.
Oh, I thought that was fun.
Yeah, I was having fun.
All right, what about other inventions?
Doorknobs and beer koozies.
So your doorknobs never get cold?
Yeah. Maybe they stay warm.
I don't know how beer koozies work. They keep you from touching cold, or they keep your beer cold?
I think they're supposed to keep it colder by preventing your body heat from warming it up.
I like the experience of beer through its life, you know? Like, you get it, and it's like fresh,
from
it's
sunrise to sunset.
No, like, you know, when you get a beer, and it's icy cold, and you're like, oh, that's good. Ooh, it's a little cold and crisp. Yeah. And as you drink it down, it slowly gets warmer and flatter until you get to the, you know, last gulp, and you're like, I'm done with this relationship beer. And you throw it away, and you get a new one.
Yeah.
Just like your egg juice.
Trade up. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like people could decorate them. You can make your own. Personalize your doorknob. Everybody loves personalizing shit.
Yeah, mine would say, do not disturb.
Yeah. Fuck off.
Fuck on. What about windows and TVs? You could have a window TV. Like, your windows are your TV. You know how you always hate windows when you have a TV? Because the glare, you know?
Yeah.
Let in that natural light. You gotta preserve your gaming experience. So they're just your TV now.
Yeah.
Or a stovetop, excuse me.
Thermometer. Pencil.
Stovetop.
Crepe.
A stovetop haircut machine. Get your hair cut while you're cooking.
That just sounds unhygienic.
Are you tired of having not enough hair in your food?
A fruit toaster. toast all your fruit.
Man, I would put pineapple in that all the time.
I was thinking pineapple.
You could probably put pineapple in a regular toaster.
I bet you could. Well, the problem would be the juice.
Enough of this juice. It's pineapple sweat, Kyle.
The problem would be that sweaty-ass pineapple. You'd have to have, like, a sweat tray at the bottom.
Man, that'd be hilarious next time someone's like, oh, wow, this like, neck plum is so juicy. Just be like, that's sweat.
Can you believe these pork chops? I know, they're so sweaty.
Anything pork and sweat is just like,
pig sweat. just instead of calling it like pork or ham, just be like, this pig is great.
It's so sweaty.
Yeah, I'll have some of your cow rib.
Give me some of that lamb shank.
Yeah, why is that not acceptable with that, but chicken is fine?
Yeah, I know, like young chicken breast. It's like, whoa.
Whoa. At least... call it.
I mean, they call it like leg of lamb.
Yeah.
But then with cow, they're just like ground beef.
Ground beef. Beef spare rib.
They're like, oh, I guess they still don't call it cow. They're not like ground up cow bits. that's not as appetizing, you know? But they got no problem being like hot dog.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like that for like fish, for example. In Spanish, cooked fish is called pescado. And fish is actually something different.
Pollo.
No, that's chicken. That's chicken.
The pollo of the land.
It's the pollo of the land.
Sea, sorry. Tuna. Tuna juice. That's gross stuff.
Okay, that's pretty gross.
You want to talk about gross juice?
Tuna juice. Just give me a cup full of that.
I mean, I'm almost like offended that I even enjoy canned tuna, because I mean, I've been to some upscale sushi places and that is like great tuna, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I almost don't even consider that tuna.
I know, but it tastes so good. Like, you throw some mayonnaise in there. Oh, here's a quick tip for your tuna juicers out there. You throw a little bit of
tuna tykes.
No, well, if you're next time you're mixing up your tuna salad, throw like a little bit of curry powder in there.
Oh,
adds a whole nother dimension. You feel like you're in India.
What about turmeric?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
No, you said curry powder.
Yeah.
Curry
salt,
paste.
Pepper, curry
yellow
powder.
Or red?
Huh? Yellow, man. I didn't know there was a red curry powder.
I thought you could have red curry.
That's cayenne powder.
That was cinnamon, Kyle. You ruined a whole batch of tuna fish.
Ah, cinnamon juice is gross. Apple cider, they call it.
Look how weird. Like, cinnamon sticks are really weird, right?
Yeah, they are. I don't even know where they get. Is it the bark of a tree?
Where does it come from? Is it a bark of a tree?
I'm pretty sure it's the bark of a tree, and you don't want to bark up that tree.
I don't think that's right. That can't be right.
Yeah, they peel little bits of wood off the cinnamon tree.
You're just making this up.
I don't want... That's what it looks like.
That's what it looks like.
It does. Look at a stick of cinnamon and tell me it doesn't look like the perfect peel off of a tree.
It totally does.
Yeah.
That can be true.
There's one cinnamon tree in Colombia, and everybody's flocking there.
There's take little strips off of it.
Yeah.
They get the cinnamon beaver.
They call them cinnamon strippers. My name's Cinnamon. Get it?
Yeah, cinnamon buns. We all get it.
Watch out for that tree juice. It's acid.
The acid.
Like that, what is it? Bret Michaels? Acid Rain.
He was from Poison, wasn't he? Yeah. Is that it?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just
What's
saying
the names. Difference between acid and poison? Is poison acidic?
What do you get when you cross poison and acid?
Well, is poison acidic? I guess it doesn't matter.
No, because bases can be a poison. That can also
but
mess
like
with
snake
you.
Venom like destroys muscle tissue, so it must be acidic, right? Or is it bacterial? Is it not even on that spectrum?
Yeah, it's got to be acidic.
Mrs. Claus would know the answer to this.
Yeah, but I think it is also no. not all of it's bacteria. It's actually like an acid, right?
Oh.
Because like, what is it? Komodo dragons have bacteria-based acid, like venom.
I think that's just, you know, poor hygiene.
Yeah, basically.
They've been eating all that egg juice.
Yeah.
They're not brushing their teeth.
Like, what a fucking weird-ass power that is. Like,
brushing teeth?
No, that I'm so unhygienic that, that I'm poisonous to you.
Meh.
Meh.
I don't know, that's like every guy named, like, Marty that isn't from Back to the Future.
What a letdown. Your name's Marty? What's your last name? Baker.
Marty Baker. What's your last name? Gross. Marty Gras? No, Gross.
Gross.
Isn't it spelled the same? Yeah.
Is that like when you cross Gringwald with Ross? Gross.
Gross.
Oh, that's just Gross.
What happens when you cross Bingo and four or Connect Four?
Then you're getting back into board game materials.
Nothing. Four in a row. But you don't got a free space.
You're not. Well, I guess you are playing against people in Bingo.
You ever wonder how hard Bingo would be if you didn't get a free space?
What do you get when you cross Bingo and a musical instrument?
The banjo.
Bongo.
Oh, damn it. Ding, 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 ding.
Man, hard to believe that it's almost 35 minutes.
Ugh, it's taking forever.
We haven't even crossed that many things.
I know, I just keep talking about egg juice. What do you get when you cross egg juice with a juice egg?
A juicy scoop.
No, one of those little hydro beads that you put in flowers.
No, we're bad at this.
Yeah, I thought this was going to be easy, Kyle.
Yeah.
You lied to me. I was just laughing my ass off about egg juice.
Well, I guess it's been a fun trip, so...
Yeah.
We'll just call this a failure.
Yeah, fuck it. We're the hosts. This was a success. If you laughed even once...
What do you get when you cross two hosts, delusion, egg juice?
And a bunch of jalapeno peppers.
A success story.
What happens when you mix two never
mind two or more drinks into a single cup?
I was gonna say like two guys, a bunch of jalapeno peppers, and at least 8 ounces of Christ. Cream cheese. A bad what do you get when you cross an episode? That's what you get.
There's too much cream cheese to continue this. And that's a really weird food sample to have.
To you from the start, Kyle. We should have just got the frozen ones.
Yeah,
we made of our own.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Do you know how much extra cream cheese there was because we decided to make them ourselves?
Yeah, but it was fulfilling.
What we do laugh. You get when you crossed ambition and not enough energy to pursue it?
What? I was pursuing
it. I was pretty tired. I've been tired since 8 a.m. And I hadn't had the spirit to tell you. That's how goddamn tired I've been.
I knew it when I opened the door and you were standing there and you're like, shit. It's time shit. Already.
It was like, I was like, you want to leave after 8 so I can go to the bank? Yeah. And show up at like 7:55. You're like, you're ready to go?
I couldn't contain it anymore. I get excited. It was 7:57. There were 3 minutes.
You probably waited at the door for like 5 minutes to see.
I went outside to go practice my swing. At 7:45, okay? I practiced. My shoes are wet. I was like, I wonder if Kyle's ready. And you weren't. Surprise, surprise. 3 minutes early, you weren't ready. Yeah. By the way, you said, yeah, anytime after 8. And I show up at 3 minutes before.
Literally, anytime after 8 is great. Great times, though.
I wanted to get my day started. It's so funny too, because it's like any other day I'm like, you know, barely get out of bed before, well, if I don't have anything to do and it's just the weekend, I'm still like in my skivvies that I sleep in by like 11 o'clock. But then it's like, oh, we're gonna go do something.
I'm still in my kidney shaped sleeping bag.
Wishing the world didn't exist.
Yeah. Trying to hide my ears. Turning from the sun.
Slowly folding the picture of egg juice onto the oh, I miss you, egg juice.
Oh my god. Woo-hoo. My dream board just says egg juice.
Dream board?
Yeah. You never had a, you never heard of those?
I've heard of it, but I never had one.
Oh. Well, it's no. Like a bulletin board, so.
You put your dreams on it.
Yeah. It's like weird.
Hard part is extracting them.
Yeah. Trying to draw out my dreams.
I just have a bunch of pictures of juicy pineapples. And toasters.
Oh, man.
Sweaty pineapples, sorry.
Sweaty pineapples. Sorry. Sweat toasters. Sweat. Oh, they should just call them fruit saunas. Fruit
sauna. The toaster.
Yeah. It makes them sweat. The fruit toaster that I was talking about crossing.
Oh, man. I like saunas.
You like getting juicy? Sweaty.
I do like getting juicy.
Oh, did you? I heard somewhere that juicy fruit was a flavor that was made up by combining like all the other flavors or some weird shit, like all the other artificial flavors. I don't know.
I think it's mind control.
Or they were trying to invent a new flavor. I guess I should probably think about these things before I say them. That's the moral of the story.
It's sweaty fruit.
Well, we hope you're juicing hard and that all of your food is sweaty.
Yeah, you guys should do a sweat cleanse.
Yeah, 30-day sweat cleanse.
You don't eat anything. And you just bake yourself in a toaster.
Join my clan, the sweat glands. Sweat glands. We will sweat you.
Oh, man. Those guys. Well, thanks for joining in to another episode of Not Now Podcast.
Yeah, we hope you found it as refreshing as a Miller Lite.
Or adequate as a hard candy.
Yeah, and, you know, I just hope you bite down on those hard candies and they split wide open like your email to us at notnowpodcast@gmail.com. Or maybe they'll... if it hurts your teeth, I guess you could schedule an appointment with us at notnow.podient.co, or you could listen to our latest advice columns on any of your favorite podcasting apps. Feel free to leave us a rating or review, or suck it.
Yeah, just email us. For the love of God. Sick of waiting. This is ridiculous. You're going to need dentures.